Today is Tuesday, January 14th. Jake and I are coming to you live from Los Angeles, and the Yankees have reached a deal with everyone up for arbitration. They say goodbye to Stephen Tarpley and some other stuff. We also talked with Giancarlo Stanton. Let's talk Yanks.
Steaming hot takes. Your Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
What's going on, everybody? My name is John Boy. I'm coming to you from our Airbnb in Encino, California, right on the canyon, a little by the valley. I think technically we're in the valley, Jake's favorite place.
Hate the valley.
We got my co-host Jake sitting right next to me here. We're in California for coming out here for a little event, doing a live show today, actually. We're recording this on Monday. Live show is tonight.
Yeah.
The Yankees sprinkled us with a little bit of news, Jake.
Big news.
Tiny, tiny fragments of news. We'll talk about it, and then we're going to throw the Giancarlo Stanton. Like, don't expect much, guys. It's like
It's
like a 3 to 5 minute interaction with G at the California Strong Celebrity Softball game. He was very, I mean, he was awesome and friendly and stuff. He didn't play in it. He's super tall.
Yeah, and I think he's bigger than me, which that was surprising.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that off the rip. And then I think it was kind of funny. We did this. The California Strong softball game yesterday, it was a really good time. You're going to see some cool stuff coming from that. You've already seen a little bit of cool stuff. The celebrity list was actually pretty ridiculous. Jimmy and I felt a little out of place. But
I don't know why.
We tried our hardest and we did our best. Yeah. But Stanton, like we interviewed a few guys for the California Strong thing, and you saw them kind of put on their interview face. Like Jared Goff, Jock Peterson, they both, like before we started talking, they like took a breath, stood up straight, and were like,
okay, media time.
Yeah.
Which is what we don't want to do.
Exactly. And Giancarlo was just like, all right, yeah, let's do this.
I think he knows us a little more than everyone else just because we're in his world. And I think G's good at interviews.
You would say you're in Giancarlo Stanton's world.
I mean, he is the one that found the Savages video.
Wow.
It came to him. Yeah. We entered his world.
Yeah.
And then he showed Booney.
I am his world.
While we've been traveling, the Yankees announced something so crazy.
It's wild.
Brett Gardner officially is a New York Yankee going into 2020 season, although we knew this 2 months ago.
Is that a month?
It was a month delay.
Technically a month.
A month.
Like we knew from the end of the season, but technically a month since the announcement.
We talked to Brett's agents
at
winter meetings, and they were like, yeah, it's done.
It's done. Yeah, it got announced right after Cole. But yeah, it's funny that, and it was an interesting thing because we fell into this and then we kind of, I think we lost interest in it, but we were like, hey, Yankees got to do something on the 40 man. So there might be this sneaky cash move coming. Flash forward a month, no sneaky move.
The move is?
Tarp's gone. Tarp's off the field.
The Tarp show.
Tarp.
Uncovered.
Pop Tarp.
Okay. Do you like Pop-Tarts?
Come on. Look at me. Do I like Pop-Tarts?
What's your favorite kind?
Oh, an instant sugary meal. Do I like Pop-Tarts?
Do you like the brown cinnamon?
I like the brown cinnamon. I think it gets too much respect in the Pop-Tart community.
Toasted brown cinnamon's like amazing.
I mean, it's really good, but I think it's up there with the other ones. But I think
no.
It's the expectation of brown sugar. You're like, you see that they've got the raspberry, blueberry, pop tart, blah blah blah, and you're like, okay, that's pretty intense. Or the super berry, and then you hear brown cinnamon, and you're like, eh. But then you have it, and it's delicious.
Yeah, if there's only like three flavors of pop tart, that's you're allowed to eat. If you go down the Jolly Rancher, s'mores, like if you're eating a s'mores Pop-Tart,
that's dessert.
You're gone.
It's dessert. But that's the thing. It's like we're not doing this again on Talking Yanks.
Okay.
We're not doing this again.
So Tarpley, the lefty reliever.
So Stephen Tarpley's gone.
Stephen Tarpley's gone.
Maybe.
They popped the tart out.
He could still be traded. I think there's a 10-day window.
Yeah,
if it is, I mean, it's...
I'd lean that someone takes a shot on him and picks him up, but I don't think the return is going to be anything. So, I mean, the reason... There has to be a reason it took a month for this to announce. They were trying... They had to be trying to make moves.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you announced this a month ago when you can, and you give Tarpley more time to find a new home. They had to be trying to get a trade done. I don't know if it's Hap, because I've kind of fallen off that they're going to trade Hap.
Yeah.
Like, I think Hap's our fifth starter, and that's kind of, we should be a little happy about that.
Yeah.
He's fine there. And if not, Gumby can go there, and then Herman whenever he's back. So, like, I don't think... Besides salary relief, and if you're not going to get a return for Hap at all,
right,
then don't even do it. But if they were going to take on the full salary and give you a prospect that you think highly of, sure. But whatever. So Tarpley is the one that gets got. I mean, do you have any thoughts there? They were definitely trying to make something else happen, right?
Not really. I mean, like you said, there are a couple dudes on the 40 men who essentially haven't played Major League Baseball. So... I mean, it speaks to them. I mean, I guess Tarpley, he showed some stuff. I mean, he has a wipeout slider, but I mean, it should speak to you as a Yankees fan. Like, we've seen Tarpley, we kind of know what he's about. When he reels it in, he looks pretty nice, but last year he couldn't reel it in, and I feel like I got into the weeds with Tarpley a few times where people were talking about how he'd be a good matchup, and it's like, guys, he's having an awful season.
I got, like, mad at him because
the catcher's going to catch him.
Yes. The Yankees at one point had like six wild pitches and pass balls total. I think they had 12 total, and six of them were from the hands of Tarpley, who's basically a one at bat guy.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, making my dude Gary looks bad. And anyone that does that falls out of favor quickly.
That's how you end up on the naughty list. But I mean, and if you go back to when the Rule 5 draft happened, the Yankees added some guys to their 40 men. I mean, we're talking Brooks Kreisky, our favorite name on the Yankees.
Yeah.
What was it? Miguel Yajuri?
Yajuri.
And again, these
Luis
guys.
Heel.
These guys are prospects. They've never pitched in Major League Baseball. And the Yankees are prioritizing keeping them over Tarpley. So,
well, the new rule does affect Tarpley's usage, right? Going into next season, you can't bring in basically a loogie, lefty one out only guy. You can't use them anymore. But it is a little stupid. People don't really understand the full rule because
you can still end an inning.
You can still end an inning. So say there's two outs and a lefty up, you can bring Tarpley in to get that one lefty batter, and then he's done, and that's allowed. So that's still his job. It's only if that lefty comes up in the middle of the inning. What they really don't want is three pitchers pitching a 1-2-3 inning. It's kind of what it's stopping.
Yeah.
So
it'll be interesting to see. You wonder if there's a little trade, whether it's cash is calling everyone for $10,000 in international signing bonus money. I mean, Tarpley is a guy, and if there are Tarpley stands out there listening, like
Hoodie Tarpley,
his stuff when it does look good does look pretty cool. He closed out that game in Cleveland last year when he got the call and his slider was wipeout. So he's a young lefty reliever. I would not be shocked to see him get like a full opportunity on a lesser MLB team next year.
What do you think the hoodie rules are? Like Hoodie Tarpley, can he just switch now to someone else, or is he have to go suspended for a while for repping a bad guy?
I think they're dead.
Okay.
That's it. Wow. You had your turn.
That's tough. Yeah. I have a trivia question for you on Gardner.
Okay.
Gardner is one of only five players drafted by the Yankees to collect 1,000 hits in pinstripes. Four other players have done it. They were drafted by the Yankees. They got 1,000 hits as a Yankee.
Derek Jeter.
Boom.
Drafted by the Yankees, huh? I'm trying to think. This gets tricky with some of the 90s guys because, like, Bernie and Jorge weren't drafted, right? Like, they were just internationally signed guys.
Yep. Okay. It is tricky.
Drafted by the Yankees. Brett Gardner, we got that.
I give you a huge hint.
Give me a huge
There's
hint.
There's three left.
Three left.
Two of them were captains, and one of them was an unofficial captain.
Don Mattingly?
Correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Damn. It's like Thurman?
Thurman. Wow. Okay. Congrats. You got both hands. Your hands cold? Both hands in pants.
I'm looking for the answers. Not both hands in pants. This is a pocket.
Oh, okay.
Left hand went in the pants. Left hand went in the pants. I don't know. What do you got?
Jorge Posada.
Oh, so it was Posada. What? Come on, bro. I asked you if Bernie and Jorge were international, and you said yes.
Yeah, well, I was trying.
Tough break. Cool. Yeah. Gardy, third in Yankee stolen bases.
Out of how many?
Oh, God. I did not finish my research.
You have to know everything before you throw out a stat.
Yes, my bad. So Gardy's back.
Didn't the Yankees also pick up some like middle infielder?
Myth?
Didn't they? I feel like they signed someone and people, it was like, it was an infielder somewhere, but he's got major league experience. Where the hell is it? Nick Trapiano.
Trapiano. I think he's a reliever, or I think he started a little bit for.
Oh yeah.
Anaslon.
He is a Matt Blyke new project.
When
they brought Matt Blyke in to be the pitching coach, they're like, go around the league. Yeah. You get three minor leaguers that you think you can make happen, and those will be our gifts to you. And he was like, okay, I need Nick Trapiano.
Trapiano, Long Island boy.
Yeah. Okay, here's some more news. The Yankees signed Chris Iannetta.
Iannetta, old man. How come the Yanks didn't go out and get a young, healthy, all-star potential backup catcher, Jim? What the hell? What's Hal doing? Oh, you got Cole, now you're cheap again, huh?
This was such a nothing signing. And then I saw like two different reactions that I was like, oh my God, wait, what? And one I think is somewhat fair. Like, is it Iannetta?
I believe.
Can Iannetta win the backup job from Higgy in spring? My brain says absolutely not, because Higgy's out of options and they signed these to 1-year deals. But some people thought like that was going to be the case. Zero chance. Higgy's the backup.
I mean, you have to consider catching is a position with a lot of injuries, and Gary's got a little injury history going now. So, I mean, these guys are very much in the fold. I mean, the Yankees have, seen three catchers for the past 50 seasons? I'd have to get stats and research on that.
I want to know if there's something in the deal that says, you know, if you break camp and you go to AAA, after 30 days, you can go.
Yeah, they're usually set up
usually
like that.
You can go, if someone else needs a backup, we can let you go.
I mean, it's as of right now, it's essentially Iannetta and
Kratz
as a AAA guy for the third catcher.
But both of them platooning in AAA. One of them's 39, one's 37. Those AAA pitchers, they got some grizzled vets.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Like baseball.
It's cool, though. And then the other thought was like, why do we have old guys at AAA? Like, we should be grooming guys. And it's like, well, Gary's got catcher locked down for quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Siegler got hurt last year, and he's coming up the ranks. 19. And like, we don't need budding prospects in AAA. Yeah. We need good guys in single A and double A.
It'd be cool if we had one, but every other major league team is saying that too.
All right. And then I thought there was a Gio is third base is Gio's to lose.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. I thought they picked up an infielder somewhere. Now I'm mad at myself.
Glaber. LeMahieu was last year.
LeMahieu was last year.
They signed him last year. Turned out pretty well.
Damn. All right.
You want some arbs?
Arbitration. The Yankees did well. I mean, I take that from the fan standpoint, as I don't want any of the players on the Yankees going to an arbitration hearing. I don't want that. So, like, we talked to so many different people, and some were like, the Yankees, the judge isn't getting enough money. And, like, yeah, he probably isn't. But under the system,
how the current system works, unfortunately.
From my fans' perspective, I am happy that the Yankees avoided arbitration hearings with everyone.
And if you don't fully know, they literally, after 3 years, they can go to arbitration where the player says you're worth this, the team says you're worth this, and a judge, arbitration judge, figures it out. They get pretty gnarly. Jimmy might have found a shortstop.
Yes. I'm so glad I found this because I wasn't going crazy. The Yankees picked up Christian Perez.
Well, that was the guy. Didn't we trade for him?
Did we?
Yeah, that was the guy that we traded Chance Adams away for that has, like, no homers in minor league baseball.
Oh.
Not what you're looking for.
Damn it. We've already talked about this guy.
But anyways, arbitration, it's pretty wild. I think we were talking about this with our guy Trevor Plouffe the other day. How it's a wildly bizarre system when you take a step back. You take a step back and you think, okay, a player and a team are going to go to court and argue about how good or bad they are?
Yeah, that's
like, that is ridiculous when you take a step back. Like, imagine that happened back in my electrical supplies days. Like, hey, we're going to sit you down.
It's like a performance review, but you need to bring in your agent to, like, talk you up. Knowing they're going to talk you down.
But it's a performance review with so much money attached to it that the team's actually going to go win. It's not going to be like, Jim, you've done a pretty solid job this year. Keep it up. We want to see you improve this, this, and this, buddy. Get on your way. It's like, well, you know, your defensive zone rating was actually pretty lackluster last year, so we're going to cut $500K off. But you still want me on the team, right? Jimmy and I had a good laugh. Jesus Aguilar, if you remember him from the Rays, he just got picked up by Miami. They didn't agree in arbitration. So now his new team that wanted him,
he's going to go talk shit about him.
The first thing that they're going to do is go into a room and they're going to tell Jesus Aguilar how bad he is.
I think Jesus Aguilar's defense team and agent has like a pretty good case. They say, Your Honor, they traded for me because they want me.
I mean, it's the classic. It's the guy in your fantasy league who's like trying to trade for your players, and then he shits them immediately.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Rodgers, he could get hurt next week, but I'll take him off your hands. And you're like, no, dude, I think you want him.
You want him because he might be good and all that. You know,
Gary, and 9 Yankees, Jim.
Gary's arbitration was a record.
$5 million.
It's like the second. It's some sort of record.
Because you know what? People forget that he's the quickest American League player ever to hit 100 home runs. And he also happens to be a catcher, light hitting position.
Can you go to John Heyman's tweets? Unblocked.
No. Aaron Judge gets paid $8.5 million. So he can finally afford a good dinner in the city. Gio Urshela, $2.5 million for Gio.
Remember he hit some threshold where like he made himself another
good for million? Gio Urshela, or something, man. Like that. James Paxton, 12.5. Monty goes up to $800K. Ridiculous. Sessa, $900K. Chad Green, 1.275. Jonathan Holder, my dude, future closer, $750K. Tommy Tight Pants Canley, $2.65 million.
It's good. It's good.
But we are like we've made jokes on this show before. We won't do it any further going on.
Yeah, it's going to become very serious.
As a fan, you actually should be pretty stoked that the Yankees aren't going to arbitration with anyone.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah.
All right. So Sanchez at $5 million is the second highest ever for first-time eligible catcher.
Boom.
Boom, money.
Money, moneda.
Yeah.
All right, got it.
Got it. Got arbitration covered.
Christian
Perez. Got Pop-Tarts covered. Got Christian Perez covered. Luis Sessa survives, still on the 40-man. Had a good year last year.
Had a really good year last year.
Matt Blake.
Okay.
Every time Sessa has a good outing, I think everyone's just going to clap for Matt Blake.
I mean, he had a good year last year.
But he's going to be dominant moving forward.
Yeah, in spite of Larry telling Sessa to throw with his left hand.
How high can Sessa get? No, we'll save it for his PPP episode.
We'll save it for his PPP episode. Okay. Hashtag coming soon.
Hashtag coming soon. We have anything else we need to talk about? I mean, should we just throw it? We have the Giancarlo Stanton.
Do we mention spring training at all? Do we just tease him?
Teaser, teaser, teaser. Jake and I will be at Yankees spring training February 29th, we are hosting an event. Tickets will be on sale.
Out soon.
Soon. Patreons will get first crack.
First dibs.
And then everyone else. Do we say the number that we have available? No. Buy them.
No.
If we need to add more, we'll add more.
Yeah. We can add more. So Well, look out for those. And we are going to be at a couple of the workout days, but we're going to be we've got interviews with.
I think it's Cashman.
Okay, Cole.
I think Cashman actually has a 4-hour sit down with us.
Tentatively and potentially, we have Cashman, Cole, Judge, Jeter.
Yep. Mariano. He'll be there.
Someone said they saw Babe Ruth's ghost around Tampa.
That's an easy interview. I can get that. You just conjure that up real quick.
Conjure. It's a really good word.
Thank you.
You've been watching anything spooky lately? You don't really like spooky stuff.
No, but The Conjuring are good movies.
Okay.
So.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Fair. So, yeah, look out for The Conjuring coming out soon in theaters. And Spring Training.
And Spring Training. And we don't promise that we did any of those interviews because those probably won't happen.
They might not happen, but we'll get some others. What's the healthy food place we liked in Tampa? That got me a little excited.
I think it's just called Fresh Kitchen.
I think you might be right.
Fresh Kitchen Tampa.
That place was dope.
Why don't we go,
Bill,
knock on their door.
Email them and tell them we want food.
Same with Smoothie King.
And Smoothie King because we need to eat healthy. Producer Bill.
Smoothie King is awesome. Jamba Juice sucks. No.
Okay.
We're arguing on the show.
Let's not do this.
All right, let's throw it real quick to our, I think it might only be 2 minutes or maybe 5 minutes with Giancarlo Stanton at the California Strong.
I'm guessing 3.5.
Well, here it is. We're here at California Strong, Pepperdine, Giancarlo Stanton. I called you G because that's what you get called with by like the Yankee family. Mm-hmm. You have like 5 names. Do you have a preference?
Hey, you got to keep your eyes open for all of them.
Mike, Cruz.
Yeah, Cruz, Mike, Giancarlo, G Cruz.
You know, what's Yelich? Is Yelich a G guy? Like, what's the Marlins name for you?
Yelich is G. Yelich is G.
Now, right. For California Strong, it's like Yelly, Braun, those guys. You're kind of California Strong. I mean, those guys. I mean, but California Strong. You know,
yeah, we're all Cali Strong, man. We're all here for a good cause, and you know, it's even better that we grew up here and known it from the start.
Booney's a California guy. He told the story that you were the one that took the Savages video after he got ejected and sent it to him.
I did send it to him. I was like, "Did you see what they got?" And he's like, "What are you talking about?" And I sent it to him, and sure enough, there's T-shirts. There's the infamous video.
So next season, I need you to just start yelling something so I can make a video off that.
We'll plan something.
Yeah, we'll set it up. We'll get some good content for sure.
Talk real slow so I can read your lips. Okay. Right on the mics, and we're perfect.
I'll send you what I was saying if I'm talking too fast too.
There you go.
That would be huge.
That would help. That'd
be huge. All right. So you got any of these celebrities? You got your eye on any of them? Their swings or any of that? Is it all going to be pretty brutal?
Scouting port right now. So I see a lot of pop-ups. I don't know if I've seen some homers yet, but that's what BP's for. We go scout it out and then get the game plan. I'm going to help Yelly out on the third base side. So we'll see.
Okay. Are you third base coach?
Coaching debut then.
We're on the third base side.
So
I don't
we
know
can
if
announce.
I'll be,
Giancarlo Stanton's coaching debut.
Well, I've coached in one of these before,
okay,
but
okay.
We'll send all your sends to Devin.
I'm gonna see. I get the practice from watching Nev, so we'll see if I can do anything better.
He sat down with us. He's a pretty fun guy.
Yeah, he is. That's
all awesome. Right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, oh,
appreciate it.
Appreciate
it,
G.
Yeah, sure.
And that was our dear friend Giancarlo Stanton. He's very tall and very strong.
Yeah.
He's from California.
Producer Bill, who we just mentioned after the Jamba Juice incident that just took place, he walks away and he's like, "Dude, Giancarlo's one of the biggest dudes I've ever seen." And I was like, "You should see Judge."
Yeah. Judge makes him look small. Yeah. Yes.
Bill, how serious did both our eyes get when we told you that both times? Because we were blown away.
Yeah. We went to spring training and they were standing next to each other because G is the same height, maybe an inch shorter. And his upper body is, but he's more like toned and ripped. Judge is like fucking Moustakas' body, but 6'8". He's just, every thick, part of him is big.
Thick.
Yeah.
Tensies.
Intern Luke is on the phone with his girlfriend right now and just doing laps around the pool.
Yeah, I love that. I love pacing.
You have to when you talk on the phone. It's a pacing. Weird thing. But yeah, I mean, I think he's on like lap 10.
Be dope if he fell in.
Be good content, us talking about him falling in.
Luke Fallen.
If he fell in, do you think he'd have the presence of mind to just throw his phone to land?
No, not
he'd go
Luke.
He'd go down with the phone.
I think about that stuff so much.
Like if you were to fall in a pool, what would you do?
Yeah, like if I was falling in a pool, like you reach for the phone instantly.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Like I was the classic kid that's always thinking like, okay, if the car starts crashing, should I open the door and jump out before the car crashes?
Oh, every time I go on a bridge, I remind myself, crack the window as we're plummeting to the water.
Right.
Just a little bit because it's easier to open the door with airflow.
Yeah.
Every time I go over a bridge. I'm prepped.
We should have talked about that with Stan a little more, but next time. Spring training.
Here's another interview with Meredith Marakovitz.
Wow, double down. It's a double down.
Classic double down. And we didn't talk about what you do with the car window while plummeting to the ocean with her.
I think Meredith would like that conversation, though.
I think she'd be all over it. She'd say, wow, okay, yeah.
I think Meredith would think it was weird at first, and then she'd find her own thing and be like, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
Right. And here she is. We are joined by Meredith Marakovic. I put a little rolled the R on there for you. That was weird. I didn't plan on that.
We don't usually do that. Yeah. People Marakovic. Don't usually do that.
And let's start
Marakovic. How many people get your name wrong?
Marakovic.
Yeah.
Did I get it wrong?
Yeah.
You got it wrong. Yeah.
You're slaughtering Vitz. It.
Jake, do the intro.
We're here with Meredith Marakovic.
You got it right?
Yeah.
I listen to your name every single day.
It's okay. He's nervous.
I got Dallas Braden's name wrong, too. I called him Dallin.
Yeah, Dallin Braden.
What's wrong with you today? Struggling.
You got to stop doing intro.
Were you out last night?
We don't. No. He doesn't get out from behind the computer a lot. This is big.
Seeing humans is weird for me.
How are you? We'll start there.
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're winding down. We've been here for a while, you guys. We've requested to be right by you. Do you think that's creepy or was that okay by us?
Well, I know you guys are huge Jack Curry fans, so yes. It was more about being close to Jack, I feel like. It had nothing to do with the rest of the Yes Network.
We like looking at Bob's chest. He's very muscular.
He does work out a lot.
Yeah, we saw him coming back from the gym last winter meetings, and we were like, oh, my God, Bob is huge.
Look, Renz gets it in, yeah.
Yeah.
He, big chest Bob. I think I'm going to start calling him that.
I certainly will not call him that, but I will allow you the liberty to call him that. Now, but I may mention it to him when we sit down again.
Do you see what they call you?
If you see me in a headlock.
Don't say they.
If you see me in a headlock in 15 minutes. Are you a lover of winter meetings?
A lover of winter meetings. I feel like that might be a little bit strong.
A little strong.
A little strong. I am. You know what? It's fun for me because we get to do our shows here. And oftentimes I'm at the stadium and the guys are in the studio. So the fact that I get to kind of like hang out with them and actually be on set with them, that is enjoyable for me. Also, it's enjoyable if the Yankees actually do something, which, hey, I don't know if you guys heard.
Can you break it?
Yeah. Big new pitcher on the Yankees. Garrett Cole. Although the ink is not dry yet, we still need to
talk about that.
Pending, needs a physical, all that good stuff. So I'll be at Yankee Stadium, I'm sure, next week for that official press conference. But yeah, the fact that they obviously made news. And then the other thing that's super enjoyable for me, we get a lot of great Yankees guests that you don't typically hear from throughout the course of the season that fans may not even know. We had Grabner on today, David Grabner, and he talked a lot about the analytics side and some of the things they're doing right now with biomechanics, which may put some people to sleep, but some people may be interested in it. You know what I mean? But we don't typically get to hear from those guys. So to be able to pick their brain a little bit and just really see what the organization is about and where they're headed is pretty cool. And then you guys know, like, this is a weird dysfunctional family overall, I would say. Baseball, the community, it's just kind of weird. Everybody knows each other.
It's a weird web, and everything's weird.
Like, and once you're in, you can't get out. It's like you're just stuck. No, but it is kind of nice to catch up with people. So I'd say I love, like, day one coming here is generally a little bit hard because I've had some time off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, I got to go back to work. But then you pinch yourself and you're like, I'm going to San Diego.
Yep.
Yeah.
Staying in a nice hotel and doing a job I love. So it's not that bad, but it takes you a little while to get in the swing of things. And you're like, oh man, this is a lot of testosterone in that lobby. And then it is cool. Like the next 2 days and then by tomorrow, I feel like everybody is ready to leave. Everyone's like, okay, we've had enough. It was great, but peace.
We accidentally stayed for the Rule 5 day last year. And this year Jake remembered, he was like, let's not do that again. No one was there.
Absolute
exodus. No one was happy anymore. Yeah. Like, let's get out of here.
Everyone's so severely hungover at that point in time.
We got the red eye tonight, so we're excited.
Nice.
How long have you been with Yes now? Since 2012?
12, yeah. So this coming up will be my ninth season. Just completed my eighth. That's the way math works. Eight and then nine. Okay.
It's not a math pod. We're not a math pod.
Yeah. I was told there'd be no math.
You were there for Jeter's last season. Was your first season, correct?
No.
After...
It was Mariano's last season I was there. I was there the year before both of them retired. So I was there the year in 2012 when Mariano blew out his knee. Then I was there the following year, obviously, when he retired, and then Jeter thereafter. So I got to see both of those go down, which was cool to have a different vantage point for that instead of watching it on TV like most fans were forced to do. I was standing there in the third base camera well as Andy Pettitte and Derek Jeter came out to grab Mo that one last time, which was just like, and I can't remember. I need to write stuff down. I can't remember if it was for Jeter or for Mariano, but Hideki Matsui was standing right next to me.
Oh, really?
And we like looked at each other and we're like, nah, this isn't happening like this. Mm-hmm. It might have been Jeter. I can't. But we just like kind of looked at each other and smiled. And we're like, no way. And then boom.
It's cool that you've seen that transition.
Yeah.
Because that's like in our generation, and like Hoke said, that he wrote the book about it and like those weird years in between. And now we have like a mainstay good Yankees again. So, like, you came in just for the tail end. How much is the clubhouse different from, like, those end years of the Jeter regime to now the Judge and Gardy being the top?
I'd say the culture has changed a little bit. It's a little bit more loose.
Mm-hmm.
It's younger.
It's natural.
It's different, you know? I think things were so regimented when Jeter was there. And not that they're not now. That's not anything bad the way it is now or anything negative the way it was. It's just different. They never used to have music in the clubhouse. It's just a small thing. Now you hear that probably blaring
in the
background of the Yes Network in the post game. And I'm like, guys, can you please turn it down a little bit? Like the old lady in the room. Like,
who was the first
music
person?
Judge. Judge was there, and he was like, we got to get some things going
there.
There
was never music?
So there was never really music, at least not when the media was there. And
you're talking post game, right?
Post game and pregame too.
Really?
And like on days when CeCe would pitch, he'd always put on his music. You could tell who had control.
Right.
It would generally be Aaron Judge who makes the playlists and does everything. But every now and again, either he won't be there yet or somebody else will be there and be like straight country or something like that. And I'm like, I know that's not
that's
Aaron
Brett.
Judge.
That's Brett.
That's Brett Gardner or Austin Romine or somebody. No, Austin Romine's more of like a rock guy, but like that's definitely not him. So it's kind of funny. But the days that CeCe would pitch, it would be, I want to say, would Michael Jackson, a lot of Michael Jackson,
something like that.
Yeah. So it was kind of interesting to see what everyone likes.
We were told Dylan Betances steals the aux cord every now and then, or used to.
I would believe that.
Yeah.
I would believe that.
But yeah. Curry told us that. So do you believe it now?
No, now I definitely don't believe
now
that.
I know it's a lie. It's a lie.
I could see him doing that, but I will still stand by my statement that Judge generally leads the charge in that category.
When you came to Yes Network and you got the gig and all that and replaced Kim, did you know it was going to be 8 years? Did you hope it was going to be like, this is like the dream job, or?
I did not know it was going to be 8 years. I am thankful to be gainfully employed. That's always a good
thing,
right?
Good, right?
Pay my mortgage. That's awesome. Let's keep doing that. No, I don't know. I didn't really know what to expect, and it all kind of happened so fast. I was covering the Sixers for CSN Philly, and it was the middle of their season. I got hired late by Yes. And this is actually a wild story. Like, I never even went to the Yes Network studio before I went, like,
really?
I was like 3 months into the job, into the season, and I hadn't even been to the studio yet. Like, it was crazy. And I was covering the Sixers. I was just telling someone, I did another podcast, and they're like, how did it all go down? I flew to Florida like 5 times in a week because the Sixers, I think, were in Orlando. And then I had to go back to Philly. Then I went down to Tampa for a day just to get like a credential and like, see the place in Tampa.
Yeah, here it is.
And they're like, okay. But they weren't even broadcasting that day, I don't think. It was weird. And then I had to go, I think, back to Philly. Then I went to Miami for a Sixers game, back to Philly for a Sixers game, and then back to Miami because the Yankees were opening up the ballpark in an exhibition with the Marlins at that point in time. And then we started in Tampa. My first day, like literally the first game of the season was my first day. Like no warm-ups, no like let's run through this.
Let
like
it
just
rip,
like
kid.
Here you go. Which was fine. And Mariano Rivera blew a save that day. So I'm like, hi, I'm Meredith. About that blown save, like, you are the greatest closer of all time. Really? Is this what you're doing on my first day? But he's obviously a professional. It was fine. And then from there, they went to Baltimore. From Baltimore, I rented a car. No, I took the train to Philly, picked up my car in Philly, put all my clothes in my car. And because everything happened so fast, Yes had rented me an apartment for a month because I had nowhere to live.
Sure.
And they're like, here's a month, like find somewhere to live after that. So yeah, I just basically like packed up my stuff the way. And then there was the opener at Yankee Stadium. So no, I didn't know it was going to be 8 years, but like it never really set in. I can't believe I've been there 8 years. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but hey, it's a pretty cool job. So can't complain.
A big part of this Yankee season became the travels of Susan Mayer.
Do you want more?
Need more. Yeah. The people need more. I mean, are you not barking at people at the Yes Network to make that an actual show? Because it should be.
I mean, we, you know, there have been some talks amongst people of maybe filming one. Nothing has come to fruition yet. But Suze and I had talked about maybe doing a little trip this off season, maybe doing a little dog sledding.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I am kind of thinking about hiring a crew to film it and throwing it up on YouTube or something.
You want to use Bill?
Yes. You want to do it? All right. Maybe we'll do it. We can make this work.
Do you know it smells
terrible?
I've got
a YouTube guy.
I've never
dog sledding. They say it smells all the dogs are just like farting in your face the entire ride.
Wow, you really gave me something to look forward to.
It wasn't a hard sell.
I don't think Suze is gonna like that. She loves animals though. She absolutely loves dogs and animals. So I feel like half of the show is gonna be her like talking to the dogs. And I'm like, come on, we gotta get to sledding here. So we had talked about that during the season of possibly doing a trip, but nothing is set in stone. Okay. So we'll see. I might be employing you. All right.
I scared Susan last spring training because we saw her in the parking lot and I just wanted to say hi. She's like, she's Billy Crystal, then Susan Wall, my dream guest for here. Mm-hmm. Because I'd love to, I mean, her story is absolutely incredible. Like a pioneer for
3,000%. And I don't think enough people realize that. And I don't think enough people appreciate what she's done
and what she went through.
Yeah. Yeah. For women in this business.
Yeah. It's amazing. And then, I mean, to hear her talk about John would be phenomenal. So, but I went up to her and I was like, hi, I just want to say hi. Like, you're my dream guest. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, goodbye. Thank you.
Podcast drama. Yeah. Okay,
full-blown creep show.
Yeah. Well,
I thought I was okay. But yeah, no, she was probably like,
were you
what?
There? Was he okay?
He was okay. It wasn't great.
We heard she's not like the thrilled when people run up and just like say hi like that. Because she went through so much crap.
Well, you probably startled her. You probably like crept up from behind.
A little bit.
No. She's cool though. I'm sure she was just like, what's going on here?
How has your guys' relationship grown? Because I mean, again, like you know what goes, Yankees Twitter is Yankees Twitter. It's kind of an insane place. And like your guys' travels became a thing and it became part of the season and be like, oh, that was great.
Rain delays.
I mean, how is your guys' relationship built? I mean, I guess up to this point, like, you guys are travel buddies and that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, when you consider the fact, I mean, there's a big contingent that travels with the Yankees. You're with these people more than you're with your family.
Yeah.
So the least you can do is try to get along, right? Yeah. And her and I are the only females that travel. So I think for a lot of years, you know, she oftentimes would go out with a lot of the radio people as I go out with a lot of the Yes people to grab dinner on the rare nights that there's a day game and you're in a city and you're able to actually get a decent dinner. But, you know, I just kind of said, hey, do you want to go grab dinner one night or you want to grab a drink? Because it's like a tough life in some aspects of being on the road in a hotel room around the same people 24/7. So it's nice to get to go out with somebody else that's not like part of your crew all the time. I don't know. We just started going out, grabbing some drinks, having some laughs, and the rest is history. We wound up at Niagara Falls this year.
American side or Canadian side?
Canadian side. Good call. And it's actually still on my Insta. under a highlight, because I think that's a highlight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And oh my God, did we have a blast. Like, it was such a fun day. We did, it's the Maid of the Mist on the US side. I forget what they call the Canadian version. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So we're there with the ponchos on, yeah, getting like drenched by the falls. Like, it was a good day. We then went wine tasting, and one of the funniest things that she has ever said, like, why would you take me here? This is wine for peasants. This is terrible.
Yes, Susan.
Yes. I was like, oh my God, you are classic. I love it. I love it. Yeah. So we have some fun adventures. She said coming into this season, she's like, I need to do more stuff like you do. And I go, okay, I'm going to hold you to that. So we've had some
adventures.
Well,
she's got a great Instagram account. Her and Dono just crush the Instagram. Yes. They're like the best Yankee follows.
She, you know, I helped her out with that a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Told her she had to get on the gram.
Yeah.
And there she is.
Wow. And she put a, out, we have the, that's, what's that?
That's baseball.
That's Susan. Baseball Susan shirt, and like someone sent it to her, and she posted it, and I was like, "That's hilarious." Then, that day they were doing their intro, and not That's Baseball Susan. Well, Susan, I thank you. You know, the, his opening lines, and he messed them up for the first time in like 20 years.
Oh my God!
Because they were laughing about the shirt, and she was like, "You just got it wrong." Like we were just talking about, it's the first time you got it wrong.
Those two are classic. Cool.
They've been together for a long time.
They have. They have.
So I have walk-offs are obviously a fun thing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People always, I don't know. Do I have like a resting bitch face or something? I don't know. Because people RBF. after those, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
You absolutely. Can say whatever. Okay.
So people always hit me up and be like, you look so angry. You must be mad that the players got
in the walk-off?
Like, yeah. Like you look so, I'm like, I didn't think that my face looked angry. There's a lot of
people
that
suck. There's a lot of people that
thanks,
like,
listeners.
They don't understand like that Kay is like bantering a lot of times. And they're like, Kay's being mean to Meredith. And I'm like, they're clearly having a fun back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny. Also, people have no idea that you're in the booth sometimes, like you're behind them.
Oh, yeah.
They're always like, she's right there.
Literally right there. Although, in depending on what stadium it is, like sometimes I'm behind them, sometimes I'm aside of them. And in Toronto, like Michael and I just lost our minds. I think it was the last trip. We literally were just throwing things back and forth. And I can't remember who was the other announcer on that trip. Like kept hitting them. They're looking at us like, what is wrong with you two children? Like, stop. But we like to have some fun.
Are you gonna hold it over his head that you were out at winter meetings for Cole and he wasn't here?
I think that Michael probably is feeling his own pain right now. I'm not gonna rub it in.
Okay.
I'm not gonna rub it in. He probably is really bummed that he's not out here. And unlike him, where he would just try to double down on the misery,
yes,
I'm going to be nice about it, and I won't do that.
It's very nice of you.
Yeah.
So. Is there a play-by-play crew that you're like, this is the silly crew? Like, that's when, like, things, is it like...
Like, go off the rails completely?
Yeah.
Just depends. I feel like it's more just game-dependent.
Uh-huh.
And if it's a long kind of boring game, I hate to say, and you're, like, there for, like, 4.5 hours... You sometimes just lose your mind a little bit. Like, you kind of just go off the rails a little bit. I mean, not that we're not taking the job seriously. We are obviously professional on the air.
It's sports.
But it's like
it's
in between commercial breaks, in between innings where we're like, you know, just chattering and having some fun.
We have, we run into mostly him because he's the nut job on Twitter. And if there's a live moment, obviously, you know, at this point that he starts going nuts and blah, blah, blah.
I haven't seen it. Whatever.
Yeah. So there's a couple of bits out there. is that, and we have these exciting, oh, when there's a walk-off. Well, I'll do this for both of you for walk-offs. When there's a walk-off and he's had a long day, he's like, oh, crap, because he's going to make 3 different videos about the walk-off, and it's just going to be a whole lot of action for him. For you, I mean, if a walk-off's coming, you're probably getting some Gatorade. Mm-hmm. And some you're going to have some
bubble gum from Didi froze a thing for a while.
I mean, you're going to have some great content yourself because it's, I mean, high energy. It's a walk off.
Yeah, of course.
Is there a little bit of like, I might get dumped in Gatorade. This is going to suck. Or is it a little bit of both where you're like, part of this is going to suck, but this is going to be awesome at the end of the day? Or how's
just
that go?
Like, I don't know. It's kind of just part of the job.
Yeah.
Like you kind of expect it. If I see it, then I'll try to step away. Sometimes they come from an angle where, like, obviously I don't have eyes in the back of my head, so I can't necessarily see everything. The only time that I'm like, oh, man, this is not good, if I'm taking a flight. Like, I've already got hit.
Getaway day?
I've already got hit.
Oh, okay, that's
good
to know.
And then I had to ask poor Robbie Cucuzza. I'm like, can you put my dress in the dryer? And I'm walking around in, like, oversized Yankee sweatpants and, like, whatever. And my dry clean only dress probably is in, like, the industrial dryer in Yankees clubhouse. And I'm like, oh, man, this is not good.
What about the champagne parties? Because you don't have goggles.
No, because then, I don't know. Like, everyone's like, well, why don't you wear a poncho and do this? I'm like, do you understand the amount of champ? Like, there is nothing that could save me.
And it's...
It may as well just take it like a champ and move on with it. And I've had players come up to me and say, you know, if we didn't like you and we didn't, you know, respect you, we wouldn't do that.
Right.
So it's kind of like a badge of honor. It's a lot of fun. They have a lot of fun. They're excited. It's a long season for them. It's a long season for us. I think you take those fun moments when you can get them. So I enjoy it. I enjoy the walk-offs because there is that element of energy and excitement. The champagne celebrations, I mean, people would pay, I don't even know how much to be a part of those, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's fun. And it's nice talking to the guys after they've accomplished one of their goals of the season. Obviously, they have not accomplished that ultimate goal, and hopefully the Cole signing helps. But, you know, they're amped up after they win a series or they advance to the next.
Cole signing?
Not official yet.
Okay.
Yes Network started doing, like, opponent interviews. I don't know what you guys, I forget the name.
Yeah, I think we called it Meredith's Mashup.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Meredith's Mashup.
Did I make that up? I don't know. I think that's what it was called.
Are those coming back? I thought it was great.
I hope so, yeah. You know what? They're a little difficult at times to set up with the opposing PR, so I can't be two places at one time.
Yeah.
So getting them done sometimes is a little bit difficult, but I enjoy them. I did one with Blake Snell. I think it was last year, and he was really good. Talked about some of his... off the field stuff. He's a big sneakerhead, as am I.
Yeah.
I like talking to some of the other players. Obviously, there are a lot of Yankees that are former Yankees or whatever that I can catch up with as well. So if there's some type of a Yankee connection, I'll usually gravitate towards those people first. And then obviously your good players like an Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
I've talked to Manny Machado before. I'll try to catch up with some of them as well.
Yeah, I think it's great because what we always say is if you're a fan of one baseball team, if you're a diehard Yankees fan and you're watching all 162 games, you're not really watching other teams.
No,
because it's impossible. It's too hard. Like, you know, it's, you know, football, you can watch multiple games, NBA and NHL. You can do that. You can't do that in baseball if you're 162. So those give you a glimpse into the actual personalities of other teams. I remember you had one with Orioles, Trey Mancini.
Yeah, it was cool.
I was like, oh, I like him. Like
He was a nice dude.
Yeah, that was nice.
He was doing a lot of charity work at that time, which was pretty neat. And I remember Bregman did a lot of things last offseason where he would just, like, randomly surprise people and do, like, these weird acts of kindness, which he put on YouTube, which was kind of fun. Yeah. So I talked to him a little bit about that.
If they come down, I'm guessing the producer for Yes, they choose, like, the star of the game or whatever, right? Or do you?
It's usually a collaborative effort.
It's kind of like you know who it is.
Also usually self-explanatory nine times out of ten. Like, but okay, he hit the home run, so he probably is the star of the game.
Or lean in this way.
Yeah.
When it's DJ, are you like, okay, here's... Okay.
So here's the thing about DJ.
Yes.
I was so proud. I did a sit-down interview with him for Yes. He smiled and he laughed in the interview.
Yes.
And they didn't use it.
What?
They can't ruin his reputation.
Who do we yell at? Like,
I still don't know who to yell at. I'm like,
yell at
Medvin.
We can blame Medvin.
He smiled. He never smiles. No, he's really nice. He's just quiet.
Yeah, no,
there was one interview you had
with him where Jake and I were watching together and we were just dying. Because you were like,
you were asking, you asked questions.
You asked question,
yeah,
you asked question
you were
two,
damn it.
And he like said something and started to leave, and you were like, we have like two more.
No,
today.
DJ, this is
we're
the
not
start.
Done, we're not done here yet, buddy. No, he's. I think as the season progressed, he got a little bit more comfortable, but I just don't think it's ever really going to be his thing.
He is who he is.
He'll do it because he knows it's part of being a professional and doing it, but I don't think he thoroughly enjoys doing interviews. But you know what? He is a huge hockey fan.
Okay.
So if you talk to him about that, he'll get into that. He actually did really love living in New York, too. Like, he'd go to the park and blah, blah, blah. So I've talked to him about that stuff. Like, he's pretty good and pretty animated. When the camera's not on, he's very good.
Okay.
When the camera's on, I think he gets a little bit tense. But nothing like, do you guys remember Shane Green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, closer now. He's kind of turned his career around a little bit. I'll never forget when he got called up. He was a starter at the time for the Yankees, and it was his first start. I think it might have been his major league debut, too. I don't remember. Or I don't know if they used him in the pen and then had him. I don't remember. It was a while ago. Anyway, talking to him in the clubhouse after the game, and the light goes on the camera. And he's like, oh, my God, that's so bright. And I'm like, I'm sorry, it'll be fine. I felt so bad. I felt like he was so terrified of the whole situation. I'm like, it's all going to be okay. And then I spoke to him when he was in Detroit, and it was like night and day.
Oh, really?
Guys just take a little while to get comfortable with it all.
Those lights can be bright.
Yeah.
What was wasn't it Joe Harvey's dad? Was that this year?
That was this year, yeah.
That was wild, huh?
That was something.
That was something else. Do you remember that?
Yes.
No comment.
He was enjoying the game.
He was excited. Yeah.
Yeah, he was excited. But I spoke to him for like a whole half inning before that, and he was completely fine.
Sentences?
Full sentences. Yeah. And then I think he was just like the moment kind of got him a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was just nervous and excited and watching his kid in the big leagues for the first time. And it probably did not come off the way that he would have maybe liked for it to come off. So I did feel bad about that because I don't like to put people in a bad spot by any stretch. But
I thought he was just very nervous.
He was nervous for sure. He was excited and nervous. And
any secrets you want to tell us about Kay that everyone needs to know?
Ooh. Yeah, I got one actually.
Okay.
Would you believe this? Now I know you watch every game.
Yes.
So I was out in McCovey Cove. In a kayak.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was awesome. One of my best days on the job. Yes. And he told me if I got out in McCovey Cove, he would pay me, I think it was $11 or $12.
You're right.
Still waiting.
Oh.
Wow.
Still waiting.
Doesn't pay.
K-Ster. Wow.
Come on, Michael.
Would you believe that?
That's incredible.
Wow.
Did you see the guy out there who grills, like, food for himself in his kayak?
I did not see him out there. I don't think he was there that day.
In 3 years when they go back, or 6 years, can you interview him and be like, hey, what does your wife think you do when you say I'm going to the game
or I'm going to work? Does he think he says he's going to work?
I don't know, but what does he tell people when the final thing is he's in a kayak grilling hot dogs by his lonesome in the middle of the bay? It's a weird life.
Also,
I'm glad he found his thing.
What do you do that enables you to go out there and grill in a kayak every game? Maybe independently wealthy, some type of tech situation out there.
If he's selling the meat to like other kayakers, like he's the vendor out there, that'd be awesome.
That's kind of funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want our followers to like tweet at Kay? I want to warn you, it's a slippery slope. The one time that we really did this, because we like to stay in our lane. We don't want to ruffle feathers too much. A couple videos. But
okay. Don't I believe you?
They were doing CC's softball game, and we were like, yo, like, we got to get to this. Like, we could do some sideline stuff. We'd be silly. Like, we don't even want to play. It'd probably be bad if we did play. And so Amber put something out. Amber Instagrammed. She's like, who do you guys want to see? And she was looking for, and she's like, who do I want? And she,
Oprah.
It was like Oprah and Jay-Z or something like that. And she, you know, they want big names at the softball game. So we threw it out there like, you guys
tell her us.
Tell Amber. And so they like blew up her Instagram.
She like DM'd us. She was like, guys, like, if you want to come, you can fill out this form and stuff. We're like, we're sorry.
We're very sorry.
Oh my God, that's funny. But she did extend the invite.
If you want to blow up, she's the best.
She's
the best. That whole family. Like,
they're wonderful.
Blows my. Yeah.
She's a boss too. I went and did a thing at their house a couple years back, and the coolest thing that they have a couple of children, as we know, four children, and they're all in all kinds of activities, and they have this chalkboard that they have the schedules of everyone, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm exhausted just looking at that thing. Like, how do you keep it all together? She's like, well, that's how I keep it together. And the cool thing about that family is not only do they give back and they've done a ton of great charity stuff, but the kids are always involved in it.
That's pretty special.
Yeah. That's pretty special. And they spend a lot of time with their kids, which not everyone does. Yeah. So it's cool to see a family function like that and seem to really get along and enjoy each other's company. Very cool to see.
Do you have any questions for us, Meredith?
Questions for you guys.
It's tough.
Why is it cold over here?
Just got a little cold.
Sorry.
Cold.
It's okay. Did you need a
You
coat?
Don't have RBF, by the way.
I think I'm
if
gonna
someone
be...
tweets that at you. Then, tell
no,
them,
I'm like, everyone thinks I'm so angry. And then people will like get angry at the players. And I'm like, dude, it's part of the gig. Like, yeah, it's fine.
A person can be smart. People are dumb.
That's my favorite quote. It's from Men in Black.
It's how we live.
How many times have you watched that movie?
I've never seen it.
What? Stop.
No, I've never. Guy. I've seen maybe the first one when I was younger, but someone put that quote somewhere, and I was like, that explains Twitter perfectly.
I do have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that things were going to get as insane as they got for you after that little video that you
no.
put out there?
Well, I knew people were going to love it, but I didn't know it was going to become the merch line and like the saying and the motto, and I didn't know I was going to be on like the Fan talking about it, and how it like really helped the back end of our business. Like we went from Jake and I went from living off no money to like we have a company now.
That's
and that
awesome.
Was the spark. But we put in the groundwork to like be able to do that, but yeah, it's been a wild year.
I think we thought that we would stumble. We thought that we would be something. We didn't know if that would range from like two guys that have a quirky side hobby. It's yeah. like, yeah, we got a podcast. We record it on the weekends.
Yeah.
Or if we could make it. And where we are now, I think we thought if things went well, maybe we'd get there in
five, 7 years.
Yeah. And now it's kind of like, oh, damn. So I think it's one of my main jobs is trying to like, we get lost in stuff. He gets more lost in it than I do. I'm a little aloof, but it's like, Some days it's tough and you got to be like, dude, we're at a really cool spot. It's kind of unreal. People are last year at winter meetings. We were kind of in the corner doing this. Like, I think we were scared to say hi to like you and like,
Harvey, thank you for coming.
Like,
on.
if you guys want to come over,
yeah.
like please. And now, you know, people walk up, they love the videos. They love talking baseball. So it's been really cool.
The Yes Crew has been the nicest to us. And that's what we just didn't know. Like if like, you know, are we stepping on people's toes? Are we annoying people? Or we didn't want to be seen as just like two jerks on Twitter making jokes, and it's like we're trying to do this like for real, like we're having fun. But Coney, Curry, Ruko, or I mean even like Medvin,
don't ever Kay. Tell Medvin he's helpful.
Okay. Most sassiest
don't,
guy
don't ever tell him his yeah. head's gonna be it won't even fit in
not helpful but nice. They're so no, nice.
He's nice. They're all yeah. you know what the one thing about working at ES for the most part, we have a pretty good crew.
Yeah,
we have a lot of good people that work yeah, there. So
nice.
quick trivia for Roosevelt's t-shirt.
Oh, you want to win a shirt?
Well,
okay.
Let me see what they look like first.
They gave us like 80 shirts, Meredith.
So you have to take one.
Okay.
So
I already have that one.
Do you have this Sandlot one? It's Benny being chased by the dog.
No, I don't have that one.
And there's this kind of cool one. I don't know what
size. We were kind of skeptical of it. It's the Benny the Jet Rodriguez like jersey.
Yeah.
It's kind of a flex. I don't know. I didn't think I'd be into it.
You have a Christmas present you need to give out?
I'm not into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jake, right. you have a trivia question?
I have a trivia.
I'm giving it to.
I have a trivia.
What kind of trivia is this?
What would you say your baseball knowledge is? Scale of 1 to 10. 10 is Jimmy, 1 is Jake.
I want to do, like, fun trivia.
Okay.
I want to do, like...
Oh, give us a topic.
Yeah, let's see.
Ooh, yeah.
TV, music.
Let's do like, movies or TV.
Movies?
He's my movies guy.
Like, I talk baseball all day.
He's my movies guy.
Fun.
Okay. Well,
comedies. Let's do comedies.
Comedy movie trivia.
Yep. You want one?
You're on it. You're the movie guy.
Okay. But this is hard. We got to figure this out now. Hold on. Movies.
Okay.
I just changed the game.
Yeah.
I just totally changed the game on you.
Let's have a little sidebar over here.
Okay. Sidebar.
All right. I'm not listening.
Are we saying the sidebar into the mics?
No. Okay. Okay, we're good.
And this is all like this is all going down. This is taking an extra 5 minutes, and I'm gonna have no idea anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Name one of the lead actors.
Oh boy.
From the film Dumb and Dumber. 5, 4, 3.
Wait,
two,
Jim Carrey.
One. Yes, you win the Roosevelt
shirt. I was going to say Lloyd Christmas. it's not his
that
would have
counted.
Name.
Yeah, that would have counted.
We've been giving like very easy trivia. So, I was
so basically
to
like
Jack
idiot
Curry
proofing
was,
it.
Jack Curry was sweating. Well, because people are sweating like, oh my God.
You're like
I don't want to, like people are going to be like, how did you not know that?
We asked Jack Curry who had the most saves on the 2019 Yankees and he gave us an angry look for 5 seconds and he's like, are these little shits trying to trick me?
He's like, there's got to be something I'm not seeing here.
Like, it's Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty
we
safe.
We celebrated and he's like, good one.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much, Meredith.
Thank
you're
for joining
welcome.
Us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you back in spring.
Sounds good.
Tampa.
Now you got both hands in the pockets. You can't, your hands cold?
No.
Just comfy?
Just keeping them away from the mic. Because you do that, and then it makes all the noise, and everyone tweets at me, and they come in my DM.
These mics don't make noise.
Everything makes noise.
Not.
Made a noise.
We'll check. 23 minutes well, interviews.
Tough.
All right, that's it. We got a live show. Well, by the time you listen to this, live show's already happened. If you came, hopefully we said hi to you, and you said hi to us, and we had a pleasant time. And it was very enjoyable.
Hopefully we don't have an Edelman situation.
You might find yourself jumping on the hoods of
That's what
cars.
I'm saying. Like, it would be really ironic if we're like, oh, hope we said hi and had a good time, and then there's like a...
arrest.
Something tomorrow, like, oh.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Jack Flaherty chokes out Hobbit.
Which, you or me?
Me.
Okay, cool. He could choke you out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, that's it. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We'll be back next whenever. I've lost track of days. I have no idea where we're at. We're Monday. This is going to drop on Tuesday. Next episode will be Friday. Maybe we'll do a voicemail. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Thanks. See you guys. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.